Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio 2, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, and thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we've got hour number two with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got a caller. Let's drift on over to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Mike from Cecil.
Hi, Mike. What's up?
I just have a question for you. I was watching TV last night, and I just happened to come across a commercial for the election, and it showed pictures from the 60s of, you know, the Jim Crow laws, and it showed the KKK burning crosses and all this and that. And then it said that this man wants to stop you from being able to vote. And, you know, it comes across like, you know, like I said, the black people weren't going to be allowed to vote. And they show a picture of Trump saying that this man's going to stop you from being allowed to vote. And then it says, you know, vote for Biden. And it's like, I was like, what is this? I mean, it's the Democrats that had the KKK.
That's right.
How can they even put that on TV?
Because there's people stupid enough that would believe that don't know American history. That's why, Mike.
Oh, my God.
That's what they're going. They're going after the ignorant voter that doesn't realize that the people that were burning the crosses, the KKK, were people like Robert Byrd, the Grand Wizard from West Virginia.
Yeah, who Biden was good friend.
That's right. He worshipped the ground he walked on. Yep, absolutely.
Yes, he did. So right. There's nothing they can do about it.
No, not at all. Except just point out that it's a lie. Okay.
Well, I hope they do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Okay. And I have not seen that commercial, Kyle, but that's the absolute truth.
Well, exactly. And you're right on the money, Captain. They are trusting the idea that people don't know history and they're not going to go check it out. They're simply going to see these very provocative images and say to themselves, Trump is bad.
And in this particular case, when you do something like that, who are you targeting, the whites or the blacks?
Well, right, exactly.
So consequently, they're targeting the blacks, thinking that some of them are not smart enough to know what American history is and who was doing that. It was the Democrats.
Well, precisely. But here's the thing, Captain. You know, President Trump I don't think he cares what color people are. I think he's trying to make a better life for all Americans.
No. Now, the Supreme Court yesterday allowed a three-day extension for Pennsylvania ballots over the objection of the GOP. They wanted everything to be done on November the 3rd, and that was it. End of story for Pennsylvania. Now, they, by law, because Justice, Chief Justice Roberts went over to the other side and sided with the three liberals and made it a 4-4 tie, it stays the way it was at the lower court, which is they are going to allow the ballots to be counted until the 6th of November.
That's right. That's right. So, again, this is one of the reasons why we need to have an odd number of justices, namely nine, on the Supreme Court.
All right. Well, here we go again. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Hey, good morning, Captain, and good morning, Professor Kyle. Yeah, I'm 64 years old. I'm a black American. I remember those Jim Crow incidents with, you know, white, black fountains and bathrooms. You couldn't go in the restaurant if you did. You had to go to the back door if you served. I mean, there's blacks like myself in my generation, and you know a little after me that know that those commercials that fellow was just talking about is a bunch of BS.
Yeah,
because we know the deal about the Democrats, Bull Connor, George Wallace, and the rest of them down south, the Knight Riders and everything else.
Yeah,
I mean you know they can run all those they want. There's a good number of us.
But now you have to tell the younger blacks that because they don't know. They've not been taught that.
Well, those younger blacks, they're nine times out of ten, they ain't going out to vote anyway. They're just going along with for the ride.
Okay.
On what Barack Obama and that criminal has been preaching, but they ain't going out to vote. I mean, they're busy partying and playing. If they ain't in college, the ones that are in college, they have an idea, too, that all that burning and all that stuff came from the Democrat Party, the Jim Crow South.
All right.
Jim Crow laws.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Mel. Thank you, Mel. Okay, and he brings up some very good points, but again, they're trying to target people that just don't know enough, and they're trying to scare the blacks again, that they're going to suppress their vote, that Donald Trump's the guy doing that. He certainly is the last one on the ladder that's doing it. He wants them to vote. That's why he's got a lot more black support.
Well, certainly, because the proof's in the pudding, Captain, what the president's been doing for different racial groups collectively since he got elected.
Yeah, and like I say, I got a chance to see plenty of his work sites when I was in New York City. Lots of Latinos and lots of blacks working there. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, y'all. Hey, on this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, there's gold waiting in that narrow windshield of yours, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including cars or trucks or vans that you happen to be driving. By the way, if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and other surrounding areas, including Port Charlotte, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Now, premium quality windshields, $100 back. When you mention me, the captain, all you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
And that was for Cousin Vinny.
That was for Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, okay. By the way, Lee is telling us that it was the Dixiecrats, a.k.a. Democrats, that did all that stuff. Yeah, that's true. They did call them the Dixiecrats, and they had a different way of doing things. But all this burning crosses and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, that was a Democratic Party, folks, and don't let anybody tell you any different. Now, coming up Thursday at the presidential debate, we've heard again that the president will press Joe Biden on Hunter's emails at the debate, even though it's not on the topic list. He's going to make it a topic. I don't know how that's going to work with a moderator. What are they going to do when he starts talking about something other than the topic that she's going to throw out there? Are they going to shut the mic off?
Well, that remains to be seen. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do that. But what they're going to be doing, Captain, they're going to be exposing, you know, what they are all about, really. They are going to be showing that they are there to help Joe Biden. We're not going to have this uncomfortable conversation about Hunter Biden and all the stuff that's coming out from his laptop. And it's just going to confirm to the people's minds that, hey, wait a minute, everybody's in the tank for Biden here. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you, and I don't think anybody listening to us disagrees with you, because it's obvious we've had two, and by the way, this other guy, this Skelly, that guy, or Scully?
Scully, yeah.
That guy, I mean, he was going to deep six the president. It was a concerted effort. First Wallace, then this guy Scully, and now this woman. A concerted effort. You can see what they were doing.
Well, you know, Captain, the people across the highways and byways, they feel like President Trump. They feel that every time they're going against Trump and trying to stack the deck and all this kind of like what happened on the town hall the other night and so forth, they feel like it's being done to them, because they're the ones who are saying, we're benefiting, America is benefiting from these great policies. And they're trying just to take down Trump. But by taking down Trump, I think they feel that it transfers to them. And so I think it actually makes them more angry. Yeah.
And by the way, over the weekend, when I went down to Bradenton to have lunch at Mixon's Groveside Cafe on Saturday, and then went down into Sarasota to get my haircut, on my travels, I got the Trump sticker on the back of my vehicle. And, of course, I got my radio station decals up there and all that stuff. But I usually don't get honked at, per se, for the radio station stuff. But because of the Trump sticker, I was getting honk, honk, thumbs up, and all that sort of stuff as people were driving by. It was hilarious.
Oh, that's great. Well,
yep.
You know, and that's the thing. So many people across the country are for Trump. But they're very, very worried, though, because some people think it's
they'll get their car key that they put a sticker on it. But that's not necessarily true, because that's why you have security alarms and all that, and that's why people have cameras. You know, you need to be very careful if you think you're going to try to key somebody's car because of a bumper sticker, because they've got these neat little cameras installed right now where they can actually see you doing it, and they gotcha. They gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Well, the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, said that lawsuits are coming over blocking of the Biden story. What's that all about?
Well, of course, I think they want to go after, like, Twitter, basically. They are going after Twitter for that. It just seems to be so virtually unprecedented, it would seem, in American history, certainly the modern era, where suddenly a news story, again, a legitimate, resourced news story, which, by the way, continues every turn, keeps being confirmed, you know, that this is the laptop. There's a connection to Hunter Biden. It wasn't planted there by the Russians, and so on and so forth. And to just suppress a news story because it hurts your candidate of choice is not the way we can do things in this country.
Now, here in Florida, we've got a new group of voters, a new large group of voters, 67,000 Florida felons who registered after Amendment 4 was passed to vote, and 67,000 Florida felons will be voting this year.
Well, you know, that's how the law goes now, evidently, but again, and you never know, you know, some people...
Yeah, but here's the thing. Think about this for a second. When people go, oh, yeah, it's a bunch of Democrats. Well, not necessarily, because guess who passed the legislation? The Republicans. It's a Republican legislature down here. And guess who signed it? A Republican governor.
Well, right. Well, I was going to say that we don't know that, you know, some people, quite frankly, I mean, they make a mistake or they break the law and they go to prison and they're a felon. But they come out and they turn their lives around, and so the natural gravitation is going to be to someone like President Trump for turning the country around, kind of a thing.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. And in Memphis, Tennessee, a poll worker was fired for turning away voters with BLM shirts on. Now, you're not supposed to show up at a poll wearing any type of political shirts at all to vote. It has to be non-generic and can't represent a candidate or a party.
Well, precisely. Yeah, so if someone shows up in a Biden shirt or a Trump shirt or a socialist shirt or something, you're right. All that is prohibited.
Mm-hmm. However, they show up in a Black Lives Matter shirt. I guess apparently you're supposed to let them in. And this poll worker got fired for turning them away.
Well, and again, that's because there seems to be some kind of special dispensation. But most people would think that there is definitely a political aspect connected to the idea of BLM, beyond the idea that, of course, people shouldn't be targeted for any particular reason and this kind of thing. But there is a political connection to it all, and it's got to be understood that can be just as provocative as wearing your Trump or Biden shirt to the
and at least three times yesterday, reporters tried to fire in a question about Hunter's emails, and Joe Biden remained silent. And they finally tried to get him to break the ice. They said, "Well, what kind of milkshake you got there, Mr. Vice President?" And he told them, "Oh, we got one chocolate, one vanilla, and we got a black and white shake here, too," whatever that meant. And they were trying to get him to say something about the foreign business dealings with the emails, and he wouldn't say a word.
Well, and of course he won't. I mean, he realizes that anything he says is going to be explosive. Now, will he be able to sidestep the president's questions at the debate? But again, Captain, if there was nothing there, if it was all fine, if this was planted by the Russians or any of that stuff, that's what they'd be out there saying. You know, notwithstanding Adam Schiff trying to peddle that nonsense, but they would be trying to fight it. What they're doing is it's like, okay, you got us, you know, and they just don't want to talk about it. And that speaks volumes.
Now, yesterday, Pelosi and Mnuchin had a meeting again. They're going to go back again today. They got a little bit closer with their stimulus deal. I don't know what that means. I just have the report here in front of me that was released by the White House that they got closer in their talks. Of course, it's $1.8 trillion versus $2.2 trillion. So we don't know what's going on. Why can't you just meet in the middle and say $2 trillion and get it over and done with?
Well, I agree, and I think all the people listening, Captain, would agree that you certainly a lot of times to break the logjam, as you see, you do just that. You meet in the middle, but Nancy Pelosi she's running this op, basically. She's following this agenda because they believe it's working for them, but I think they're going to get a real awakening.
Yeah. They want money for the cities that are broke, that have no money because of the way they've been running their cities. They want to give them money. They want to throw more cash in there to a dead horse, if you will. They need to go in there and revamp what they've been doing and start over again.
Well, sure. And if you're giving money to the people, then they are going to be spending that money, presumably, and there's going to be tax revenue, and there's going to, you know, the cities will get some more income. But she's trying to bail out her friends, basically, at the American taxpayer expense.
Yeah, and have you seen her district, by the way, about a mile and a half away from where she lives? Have you seen her district in the streets?
It's just
it's a trash pit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's filthy. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
That way to go, Nancy Pelosi. Okay, and I don't know if that's got something to do with the money she wants to give or not. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, the Census Bureau. Yep, the Census Bureau. They're in the news. We'll tell you why. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump campaigning in Arizona Monday.
Joe Biden would obliterate everything Hispanic Americans have worked for, wiping out your small businesses with lockdowns and regulations and devastating your families with massive tax hikes. He wants to give you the big, big, fat tax hikes. He will wage war on Catholic organizations, ban charter schools, bankrupt Catholic schools. We've already taken care of the funding for Catholic schools. Fund extreme late-term abortion and let socialists run wild in our country. And that's why we're going to win a record share of the Hispanic vote. There will never be a share of the Hispanic vote like this unless we decide to run again in 4 years and then another run and another.
Democrat candidate Joe Biden is staying at home this week. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, I got asked a question yesterday about Relief Factor and my travels. And a person said to me, how come you talk about Relief Factor so much? And I said, well, because it works. And because I'm a person that without it would be in pain. I've had to take narcotics over the years, and it's not pretty, it's not good, because of the pain that I suffer from and the swelling in my left leg and all that stuff. And I found something that's all natural that works. That's why I talk about it. And I'll tell you, I believe that this product, if it hadn't come along, I would have been hooked on taking the stuff that I was taking, which made me dizzy. Sometimes it made me tired when I wasn't supposed to be tired. You weren't supposed to be driving a vehicle and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, I'm over that. But Relief Factor, especially blended with four natural ingredients that help you. Turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3. It helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation, which is part of my problem. It lowers and eliminates pain, even associated with just plain old exercise and everyday living. But if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, whatever the reason is, all you got to do is try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's about $1 a day. And give your body what it needs to heal itself. See if it works for you like it's worked for tens of thousands of other people. Now go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. check it out. There's a little video there if you want to look at it. Tutorial tells you all about it. But I swear by it. It works for me, and I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. You know, Kyle, Joe Biden is up in the polls. So was Hillary back in 2016, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hillary was up by more than Biden, and she managed to lose. Biden ought to be shaking in his boots right now because he doesn't have the lead that Hillary does. The polls are closing fast, and I think Mr. Joe is in big trouble.
I think he is in big trouble. I think the Biden campaign knows it. I think that some of the news commentators know it. I know that many in the media know this. Only because, as you said, Captain, you know, Biden's not even doing as well as Hillary was. And Hillary, by all accounts, was not a very good candidate. But could it be that Hillary was actually a better, more effective candidate than Joe Biden is, notwithstanding the COVID-19 pandemic? Then that's because, again, the Democrats have done it to themselves again. They nominated Hillary because it was her turn. She had virtually ran unopposed, basically. Bernie Sanders came on a little bit stronger this time, but still the Democrats said, no, we're gonna go with Biden, for various reasons. But again, it's like they're shooting themselves in the foot every single time because they can't get a great dynamic candidate. And, this go around, you know, I don't think that we can't rest on our laurels here. We can't say, oh, well,
no.
It's kind of the same thing. Everybody's got to act like the war depends on them on this one. It's big time.
Yeah. And there's no excuses. Everybody on board, and you got to vote.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And President Trump, I think, is in a very good position to win electorally. The Democrats will scream about the popular vote, but we all understand how that works and why it's not the gauge of who should be president. But President Trump's in a good position because, again, of the enthusiasm and also because of the fact that Joe Biden at every turn continues to show that he's just not up to this challenge at all.
Nope. All you got to do is watch him, watch his actions, watch him when he stumbles a little bit, when he tries to make it look like he's doing the and by the way, you know who runs like that the way he runs? You know who runs like that? A little kid.
A little kid, that's right.
Yeah, when they shuffle their feet like that. That's a little kid that does that. Now, the Census Bureau managed to reach 99.98% of all the homes in the country, despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. And the decision to end the count early was the right one to make, in my opinion.
Well, sure, yeah, it's basically all done in that sense. But again, the census in and of itself has become a political flashpoint. Because I've seen some of these different commercials and groups and so forth, advocating about the census. But it's, of course, we need to enumerate all the persons. There's no doubt about that. But at some point, it's concluded. And you're right. I mean, if they'd reached 99.98% of the houses, or the homes, as it were, then that sounds pretty good.
Remember the Michigan barber who got charged with having his store open criminally, and they came and they shut him down? Well, all the charges against him were dropped.
That's good.
But I wonder if he can get his barber's license back so he can do his job.
Well, that's a good question. If he's licensed through the state and the governor has anything to say about it, probably not. But that's one of the things. I mean, even here in California, you know, you have people who have their cosmetology licenses and so forth. They have their hair salons. But they can be essentially attacked by the state if they were to have opened up their place of business, you know, incorrectly or something like that. And so, again, it's a lot of power that the state or the local governments can wield over people.
Now, here's an interesting story. It's kind of a back page story, and I just happened to spot it when I was skimming through the pages of news stories that came out. The United Nations is stockpiling 1 billion syringes for the COVID-19 vaccine, which they say is coming soon.
Well, that's right. Well, of course, if we hear some other voices that are saying, oh, no, it won't be until way next year.
That's Fauci. We'll see
it. That's Dr. Fauci, exactly. But, of course, I mean, the whole point is to be able to hit the ground running. And this is one of the reasons why the different vaccine paths were being taken so that they could begin production, ramp it up, and whichever vaccine is going to be the one to do it, we already are far down the road. And so, yeah, this is just good planning.
How far away do you live from Disneyland?
I live about 15 minutes away. If I were to leave Disneyland from the visitors to Disneyland will recognize this. If I get out of the Mickey and Friends parking structure, I'd be home in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, unions representing over 10,000 Disneyland theme park workers have told Disney, in their opinion, the park is safe to be reopened.
Yes, well, I would expect that they would think that. We've seen Walt Disney World be open, and all the other Disney properties are
open down here.
I know the cruise lines, that's a different story for different reasons, but Disneyland itself certainly, and really, all my experiences with Disney and in their parks and so forth, and being near Disneyland for so much of my life, they always do things very well in the grand scheme, and they would tackle this whole problem, I think, in such a way that they would do everything that they could. So there's no real reason why they shouldn't be open, I think.
Okay, and we'll just see what happens. And when the cruise, you talk about the cruise lines. I know they're working on something down here, Carnival, Disney, both Norwegian, all three of them, to try to see if they can get something open around Christmas time and do it in a different manner to where they won't have 5,000 people on a ship. On the big ships, they'll have maybe 2,500.
Right, exactly, because it all comes in with the social distancing so that they can manipulate things properly to try to keep that kind of distance, or be able to clean the ship. Because I remember, Captain, you know, some people would go on a cruise ship, but they would get something else. There'd be not a COVID-19, but a flu bug or something.
Or food poisoning.
Or food poisoning, and then you'd have these huge problems and so forth. So I remember being on cruise ships, and they were always doing the hand sanitizer thing anyway. This was many years ago.
Well, yeah, and the last time that my wife was alive was the last time I was on a cruise ship. We went over to the Bahamas and they took us over there for one day, and then the ship goes back the next day, then they come back the next day, and you go back, you can stay for 2 or 3 days, whatever, and then go back on, you know, the ship, because they keep going back and forth. It's not a big cruise ship, but it's big enough to where it goes between the islands, and they had all that feature there with them. They had the hand sanitizers, and, you know, everything was kept very clean. They were always clean, wiping things down.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly, because of the kinds of problems they've had in the past.
And I don't want to forget about this. Do you know what starts tonight?
What starts tonight?
The World Series.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
7:30, Tampa Bay versus the Dodgers.
That's exactly right. It's the coastal, coastal fight there.
Yeah, in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with our second Highway and Byway Report. Got another rock and roll song to play, too. So don't go nowhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or
chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversations with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and all that good stuff brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop right now, because we're getting ready to do our Truckers Highway and Byway segment. And this one goes out to Jason up in Atlanta and Steve over there in Thailand. Steve, are you ready to rock?
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hen and I just around. I don't speak loud in the words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man. calls her mama. I'm so hard to handle now. Just around. Mama, I'm
sure all the oh, yeah, that always gets us going here. The Black Crows, this time of the morning, that's something to get you fired up. And, Kyle, what's going on there? Are you dancing?
I'm dancing. I am.
Wait a minute. We have a message from Steve. Let me see here. Well, I can't wait to see this one. Ready, go. Me and the wife and my dog are jumping.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's fun having fun in the middle of the night playing stuff like that because it keeps everybody bouncing around. All right, well, here we go. Much above average temperatures will continue from California through the Southwest and into the Great Basin with poor air quality due to ongoing wildfires. Elsewhere, a slow moving storm over the northern high plains, I-90, I-94. Moving east tonight. We'll tell you all about what's going on, but it'll reach the upper Great Lakes by Wednesday. The system will produce areas of snow, rain, and freezing rain with ice. Rainy weather will also continue over parts of Florida today. So, Kyle, take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start up in Montana tonight. And, of course, we've had a lot of rain, and we've also got snow. We've also got some just some winter weather going on mostly all throughout the state of Montana. In Great Falls, for example, it clocked in earlier at 28 degrees. Looks like it's going to be about 36 degrees on the high for Tuesday, so that gives you an idea. And, of course, around Helena, Montana, we've still got a winter storm watch. And as I said, we've got rain and snow moving all through the state. And especially near 4th of July, you're going to be snow-packed there as you make your way through the state of Montana. So be very careful. Down in Wyoming, we have a high wind warning. Now, this is around Laramie as you go across I-80. And also as you approach Elk Mountain on I-80, you've got high wind warnings there. So if you're a high-profile vehicle, make sure that you are being very aware of that. Traveling down through the I-25 corridor, still air quality alerts in the Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins area, this from the Calwood fire, and then also an air quality alert down near Telluride as well. And in California, Captain, we've still got fire weather warnings up in Northern California, but that's kind of contrasted with the freeze watch that's going on in southwestern Oregon. That's going to be near Roseburg, also Grants Pass, and Medford as well. Down in Southern California, we've had a little bit of cooler temperatures over the last couple of days. Those Santa Ana winds never really materialized, so that's good. But out in the California desert, still topping 100 degrees in Palm Springs, 96 for Tuesday in Phoenix.
Well, in North Dakota tonight, we've got a mixture of some light snow. We've got some freezing rain, some sleet, some windy conditions all the way across North Dakota into the western and northwestern part of Minnesota. Elsewhere in Minnesota, you have a winter storm watch for everywhere from the Twin Cities on down to the Iowa state line and over into the eastern part of South Dakota. Also going over into the northern and central part of Wisconsin, up towards Green Bay and Duluth, you're in it, and up into the Canadian provinces. And also, we've got a couple of conditions have kicked up. It looks along Lake Ontario. We might, depending on what happens with the winds, we might have a little fun going on in upstate New York a little bit later tonight or tomorrow, as the case may be. We'll see. But the winds are coming off the lake in such a manner that if it happens, there'll be snow, and we'll see whether or not that happens. It looks like as if there is a possibility. Now, going down south, let's go down to Louisiana and Mississippi. We've got along I-55 and I-10 a large area of dense fog again. This is the second night in a row that we've had the dense fog, and it is where it is, and just be very careful in that area. Then in the northeastern part of Florida, we've had some rain showers. We've also got some ongoing flooding conditions there because of the surf conditions, and that also is that way from Daytona Beach down to Fort Pierce on the east side of Florida right now. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him. And again, be careful if you're up there going the northern part of the country along I-90, I-94, coming out of Wisconsin. Going west, you're going to have some wintry conditions going west. And up there going over the top of Montana, 4th of July, up there at the 7,500-foot level, you definitely might have an adventure up there. You got winds, you got snow-packed highways, and you got snow tonight up there. So be careful. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
The president doesn't particularly care for what's going on with the debate, and he's told a letter was sent on his behalf by his campaign chairman that they want the questions changed because it was supposed to be a foreign policy debate, and it looks like as if the moderator is not going to talk about foreign policy.
Well, the commission kind of keeps changing the rules on the fly. But I think, you know, Trump advisors will tell him how he can slip foreign policy responses into questions. So if he plays his cards right, he can change up the game.
Well, he's definitely going to slip in a question or two about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden emails. That's definitely coming because the comment was made if the reporters weren't going to ask the question of Joe Biden, then he would.
Correct.
So that's going to happen at the debate. That where else could it happen, right?
That's right.
Now, I don't know how he's going to do that, but it's going to be interesting to watch, right?
Well, I think this is part and parcel of the reason that the Biden campaign has a four-day lid, as it is said, meaning that Biden is not going to be out there anywhere on the campaign trail. He's going to be getting coaching and practice himself on how to respond to answers or assertions or questions coming from Trump.
Okay. And how do you think that's going to work out?
Oh, I mean, you know, and the other thing is that Trump is not going to be interrupting him as much. So Biden can kind of hang himself on his answers. The other thing that's really kind of outraged is that the commission has now gone for a button. So,
yeah. A mute button, right? All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere, and we're coming back. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.